Static. Bob. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
And we are, I'm here on location in a very ritzy part of the suburb of St. Louis.
Oh.
I was just telling Miles earlier. A little bit earlier, before I started talking to you, I was behind a Tesla vehicle.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, that guy was speeding. Now, I was behind a Porsche, and then later, but the Tesla was earlier, and he couldn't keep his foot off the electricity.
Nice.
Yeah, so he went screaming down the road there.
Sweet.
He's going like 55 and a 40. You know. So, but anyway, I couldn't believe it. I pulled up behind him. I'm like, wow, that's a Tesla. I don't think it was a Tesla sedan, four-door Tesla. I don't think I've ever seen one of those in the wild.
I think he stopped and picked up a tranny.
Yeah. Yeah, could have been.
I don't mean a transmission either, but I mean a
could have been
tranny.
Could have been Eddie Murphy for all I know. Hey, Norton.
Hey, Fred.
So, it's the end of the summer here.
Yeah.
I'm sweltering in this car so that your profanity-laced story won't injure any of the gravestone's ears here, the people in the graves.
Oh, great. So, our audience.
So I had a weird, it's the strange and funny happenings. And so this is more strange than funny, I think.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, I did a bit of a cleaning. And I had all these, like, metal things, you know what I mean? Like, old cast iron, like, fireplace things and fireplace tools and
like pokers.
Yeah, and then also had like the grate that would be in the fireplace.
Why would you have this?
I have a fireplace.
Oh.
And so we got some new stuff, so I was getting rid of the old stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was partially broken and it was made out of cast iron, so I'm like, you know, I could throw this in the trash, I suppose.
It's like my penis.
Partially broken?
No, cast iron.
Oh, cast iron.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Well, partially broken, but yeah, go ahead.
And I had like an old file cabinet and this a rim from a car, you know. Just kind of miscellany metal trash.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, they are... I've heard tell they're paying top dollar for scrap metal these days.
I heard that's down.
Oh, is it?
I don't know the guys I've been talking to. I know a guy that works there, man. He's like, nah, the Chinese are killing us, man.
You know? Oh, well, at least they heard they were paying money. So rather than chucking it in the garbage and letting the trash company... you know, make a dollar.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go take it someplace.
Sure. That's worth money.
Well, and I had an old television antenna, believe it or not,
that
got taken down. And so I threw all this stuff in the back of the car. And after work today, I found a place on the way home that I could drop it off.
Sure.
And... that's where the strangeness started to happen.
Was it the Nipple Works downtown?
No. This was, I decided, I drive into St. Louis every day. I don't live in St. Louis. And I live out in the country over in Illinois. And so I wanted to just stop on the way home through in the country in Illinois rather than dealing with the city, you know what I mean? Because it can be congested and so forth.
Yeah.
So
I
find this place, you know, like off a country road somewhere on my way home. And I guess it's been there a while. They had this really rinky website and everything. And And so I get there, and it's like basically this guy has like an old farmhouse.
Sure.
And then behind it, he's got like these big pole barns, and that's where he does all the scrap metal stuff.
Okay.
And I believe he welds and does sure. things like that. I mean, he's kind of a self-made kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he's got people working for him, because I never sure. did see the owner. I just met one of his guys. So I come up there, and I'm like, you know, there's not really a lot of, generally at places like this, there's not a lot of direction on what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? You kind of just pull up, and you're like, hey, I got some stuff. Do you guys want it, you know? And so I get out, and I go up, and you will not believe who was working at this metal, scrap metal place.
Junior Samples?
No. A young Bill Paxton, Chet, from Weird Science.
No way.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Business.
Do you remember Bill Paxton and Weird Science?
Yeah, I do. Hey, did you spit in this?
That's right, you spit in this? So, I'm like, I got this metal. You guys, well... Hey, turn that van right around and back it up here, son. He looks like Bill Paxton. You know, a youngish Bill Paxton, you know?
Yeah, with the crew cut.
Well, he didn't quite have the crew cut, but he did have that kind of vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Gary and Wyatt, back that thing up.
That's right. Hey, Wyatt. Yeah.
I love that show. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is just... kind of creepy, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So he's like, oh, hey. I go, I got an antenna. Do you guys take, oh, yeah, we take antennas. We love them.
Did Kelly LeBrock come walking out at any point?
No, unfortunately, it was like, oh, you okay?
Yeah.
It was like Chet, and then like, you know.
Let me guess, Duck Dynasty.
You know, yeah, no, it was like Daryl from the Newhart show or something in the background, one of the non-talking Daryls.
Oh, because I was going to say Daryl Dixon or something.
Yeah, no, he was not Daryl Dixon, no.
Rick.
Yeah, no, he was just, it seemed to be dragging the same box back and forth. I didn't want to question it.
Yeah.
I think he was just looking busy, you know.
Like the people at Target when they have nothing to do.
Yes.
They're like, they're working.
Right. Hey, what else you got back here? This guy was just totally in Chet mode, you know what I mean? So then he's got this magnet and he like in his hand. And he's touching everything with the magnet. That's metal! Cling! That's metal!
Oh, that's great.
Like, you take a file cabinet? Hell yeah!
Like you're trying to scam them or something.
I guess.
That's a porcelain filing cabinet, isn't it?
That's right. It's porcelain.
Yes, you got me.
It's like, clink. That's metal.
It's all paper mache. Look at it.
And he's like putting them. He's got two different scales going depending on whatever kind of metal it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't have very many things. I had, like, that rim, a file cabinet, this fireplace crap, antenna, maybe a couple of random things.
He's looking for ferric metal, I believe.
Ferrous, yes.
Yes.
That's metal. And then, and you want? Do you want to guess what I got for that? It was, really wasn't that much.
$30.
Oh, wow. I wish I would have got $30 now. You said that. I got $15.
Oh, well, $15.
Actually, I got $15.02.
Wow.
Yeah, he even gave me the 2 cents. I was laughing.
There you go.
There you go, son.
There you go.
Now, I had, and he gave me a receipt, but the other thing was they take your driver's license, apparently, and make a copy of it so that you're not stealing people's shit.
That is actually a real thing, man. People are.
I know. And so, yeah, he had to take my license and make sure, you know, that way if something came up stolen and they decided to call those guys up, you know, like a pawn shop or something, they could say, yeah. Oh, that's the dude.
I'm the dude.
That file cabinet came from that fat woman right over there.
Look, get in the van there.
Yeah. So I just thought that was, I'd never had this experience, you know. I'm coming home from work, so I'm dressed in my work clothes and, you know.
Yeah, your Panera outfit.
My Panera, that's where I was, my hat and my...
I'm done working at Panera.
My visor and my apron.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be hilarious.
And so, I mean, I'm so out of place. And, yeah. You know, here's Chet. Yeah. I like a greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray.
Any dogs walking around? It's not a good place without dogs walking around.
I did not see any dogs, but there could have been. There was a garbage guy there looking for somebody. He's like, hey, is so-and-so here? And Chet goes, I think he's in that other building in the bathroom. That's what he said.
TMI, Chet, TMI.
And there's like some building out back. I think he's out back in that other building in the bathroom.
Alden, he's in the shitter.
Yeah, basically, yeah, he was a little more polite than that, but not
he's
much.
Got some miners here.
Yeah, he's got the burrito squirts.
He's got Hershey squirts back there.
Yeah, we had some bad microwave burritos from the QT. Taquerias or something.
Gets on the walk. He's like, where's Cletus at? Oh, he's in the bathroom. All right. Well, he'll be out in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. But this guy was like grimy, dirty Bill Paxton. Happiest guy, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm like, I wish I could be that happy all day and covered in dirt.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
There's your 1503, sir.
Yep. And 2 cents.
And here's the 2 cents, unless you want to give it back and we'll turn that into something.
Yeah, we'll put that in the beer fund, if you know what I'm saying.
We got a thing for blind children here. You just put it right in there.
That's right. Blind on corn alcohol. So, yeah, that was my odd experience today, was meeting the Bill Paxton's, younger Illinois cousin.
Any pictures or any...
No, I should start wearing, a life camera or something, but...
Yeah, put it like your dorky glasses you used to wear, you know, like...
Yeah.
Give those cameras.
I know, but, yeah, he was good. He was funny.
Yeah, I should have, tape recorded him without his knowledge.
I mean, you know, when I first pulled up, I heard banjos, but, yeah, I'm like, uh-oh. He's looking at me driving around the parking lot like, you know, this guy don't know what he's doing.
You ain't from this,
You ain't from these parts. That's right. You ain't from around here, are you, son?
You're not from the Shire, are you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that was,
Familiar with Nottingham, are you, Sheriff?
That was my weirdness today, but it was kind of funny and amusing. Hey, numb nuts, get that metal out of that car. Sure you don't want to throw a door on here?
Help out this old lady getting that metal out here.
That's right.
Come on, lady.
Yeah, well, I figure, hey, I mean, you know, money's money. I may be doing that again if I find any other crap. I mean, they have a racket if they did, took blood and plasma. You could just sit there and drain yourself and throw some scrap metal on the pile.
We like human organs, too.
Yeah, you look like you got a nice, healthy kidney.
We traffic fat people like you.
That's right. That's right.
You're full of a lot of goodies.
Do you know that love handle is like 25 lips in Hollywood? You could be in Carly Simon tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, put a burlap bag on you, you look just like that Kim Kardashian last
night. That's right. Do you know that Midwestern fat is more desirable than Botox right now? You, sir, are an industry in of yourself here.
Oh, my God.
You just incorporate those that flab, and you could pay your own way.
I think we could dry your skin out and scalp you and use the covering for a VW bug.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Your moobs could easily be a bra for a beetle. So, yeah. So, what's going on with you? Anything?
I returned some metal this weekend, and I didn't.
I was going to say, that'd be weird.
Wow, what a weird coincidence. I returned some metal. No.
I was driving around the neighborhood. Mr. Biagi had a bunch of walks out in his yard. I just stole them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was washing down his house this weekend. It was really dirty looking. He's like, oh, what is this? I go, it's dirt. Oh, dirt. Hey, how'd it get there?
How'd it get? It's in the air. You're breathing it.
I don't know.
Probably from our house.
My feces I threw up there. I don't know.
That's what you can say.
No, all right, so it's getting that time. School's back in session, correct, right?
Yeah, it should be.
The activities are starting up again, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's football season, and what goes along with football season but marching band season?
I always thought you were going to say chips and salsa or something.
Chips and salsa, yes. Nachos.
Nachos.
And I'd like to go see, now I just have one son in the band now. The oldest boy has graduated, but...
Yeah.
Little Bo Cephas carries his triangle proudly, like his dad.
I thought you were a kazoo.
Yeah, well, I was... Yeah, anyway, it's a long story, but yeah.
I was kazoo and backup triangle.
And so the wives take off, and, you know, Dominic, my friend Dominic from last year, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's always trying to get me in trouble, you know, he's always...
I think you get your own trouble.
You know, the guy, I don't know, he was in the Army. I don't know what happened to him, but he ain't quite all there, you know, he's just...
Yeah, oh...
He's kind of, I don't know.
You're two peas in a pod, then.
Yeah, but I can kind of reel it in a little bit. He's got, like, no, the filter part of him is gone, you know?
Maybe, right? Did he see, like, active service, or...
Yeah, I know. He's over in Germany and stuff, man.
Did he, like, have to fight in the desert or anything?
No, I don't think... he was out before all that.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
And he's like, hey, Miles, hey, get up here, hey. I'm like, all right, Dominic, I'll be up there. I'm coming, man.
I can't climb those stairs.
It hurt. My knees really hurt, man. I'm like, hey. And he got, you know, somewhere, like, in, like, the parent section, you know, up top.
Only parents up here, please. Children, go down lower.
Yeah, and, you know, so, which is fine. And, you know, like, I can see, like, the mean principal is not too far away, just, you know, far enough away, but not too far. I'm like, oh, great. And Dominic cannot tell, like, a story without dropping the F-bomb, you know. Like, oh, F that, F them kids, F them baseball, you know. F-bomb,
hey, you whatever know. You know... Put your life on the line for your country. I think you can drop a few F-bombs.
I guess. So I'm like, but no one blinked, you know. I'm like, he's just going, shit, fuck, you know. I'm like, okay, all right. Ew, all right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, during breaks, like, they blare, like, this bad music, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of this modern music I'm really not into, but every once in a while they play an oldie, right?
Sure.
And what comes on but You Give Love a Bad Name.
Oh, Bon Jovi.
Manny's favorite band, Bon Jovi.
That's right, New Jersey.
And
it goes Dominic, Springsteen, Bon Jovi.
These are my favorite bands. Right?
What's another band from New Jersey?
Oh,
oddly enough, do you know what the name of a band from New Jersey is?
No.
Static Radio.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Static Radio. I didn't know that.
Yep.
And so that comes on, so he feels compelled to sing along with it, but he's made up his own dirty lyrics, you know, which he's not quietly singing.
Ooh, and, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah. something.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
You've had because you're a bad lay. Yeah, I mean, he's saying stuff like this, like, wow, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, man, I really...
Were you upset that he was teasing you?
What? You're a jerk, man. You're a goddamn jerk.
Oh, my God.
No, but I mean, he's making up some dirty lyrics. There's, like, women in the front of us.
Miles Gibbs head because he's a bad lay.
Right. So yeah. I'm like, okay, all right. So, because I know people there. I know he doesn't really know anyone. Like, I know some people, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, all right. So, anyway, the final straw is, it's a pretty much a real blowout game. Like, it was like 40 to 14 or something. It was like some outrageous, you know.
Yeah.
Thing, right?
But the band played on.
And the band played on, but that wasn't what he was going to heckle.
He had to heckle
the poor cheerleaders.
Oh, okay.
You know, last school season he got in trouble for heckling the girls' basketball team, right?
Right.
And so now when the team scores, the girls do push-ups.
What?
Like, if we get a touchdown, they have to do 7 push-ups, and if it's our second touchdown, they have to do 14 push-ups.
Why?
It's just a thing they do. They cheer, and then after the cheer, they do push-ups, right?
Okay. I don't get that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't say it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what they've been doing, you know, so.
Okay, I just don't get it.
I don't know. I just thought it's what they do. I don't know. I don't really go to high school stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. I never went to high school.
I don't know. I went to high school. I just didn't go to none of that shit, you know, so. And,
I thought maybe they did, like, the Kama Sutra.
Yes, they will do the Congress of the Cow. Yes, they will do that.
Do a little reverse cowgirl on the bench or something.
They do a little reverse cowgirl on each other, you know, pick up dollar bills and stuff. So, you know, these poor girls are tired, you know. It was kind of hot out, to be honest with you. You know, it's kind of warm Friday night.
What are they doing push-ups for?
I don't know. I didn't invent it, okay? It happens, right?
So, all right.
They get tired. They just say, F it. We're not doing them, right?
What?
Well, yeah, well, that Dominic picks up on that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is going on with them girls down there, Miles? Look at no push-ups.
No push-ups. Right. I can't see up their little tiny skirts.
Yeah, I know, with the loud voice, too. You know, hey, look at that. That's a disgrace. Look at that.
Where's your school spirit?
And now he's getting the moms all upset. I'm like, oh, God. Uh-huh. They turn around. You know what? We'd like to see you go down there and do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no.
Did he go down there and do it?
He's like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. And they're like, that. So now they're trying to challenge him to go head-to-head with them.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God. He didn't mean it. He was dropped on his head. You know, I don't know what happened. I'm like, please don't start a fight with all the moms in the audience. Please don't, you know.
I don't get the push-up thing, but whatever.
I don't know. Don't ask. Google it. I don't know. I don't.
All right. Maybe I will later.
You know, I don't know. I didn't go to no high school crap growing up. I don't know.
I'm wondering if there's a fugitive loose because this helicopter keeps circling, so. I don't know if you could hear that when he went by here.
No. He's coming over again.
Here he comes. Listen.
Oh, I hear it now.
Yeah, he says, you doing push-ups down? Oh, he's got the spotlight on me.
Why do they have a helicopter? I don't know. Why do they have a helicopter in St. Louis? I don't know.
Jeez,
I don't know why they do push-ups. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know where he's going. All right. Well, that's an interesting thing, though. I guess it's something, at least. Maybe they should do sit-ups.
Maybe some jumping jacks.
Maybe some jumping jacks, yes.
Deep toe bends. I'd like that. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
touch
yes.
your toes. Touch your toes.
Toe touches. Yes, yes, yes. Crab walking. Yes, yes, yes.
Crab walking. It's weird.
Oh, they're wearing skirts. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, no.
Uh-oh. Somebody's not. Brittany.
Yeah.
So did they take their aggressions out on him, or is he okay?
No, they kind of agreed to disagree on it, I guess, or something.
You shit. Does he have a kid in the game or what?
Yeah, just in the band, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's just a band person.
Yeah, he's like the head kazoo or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, so the dirty lyrics, the loud talking, the vulgarity.
Whoa.
Hey, Miles, what the fuck? You know, F this. Hey, F you, hey.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, at least he's, winning friends and influencing people.
Yeah.
It's coming around again. This is weird. Sorry. I feel like I'm going to get like, hey, you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like John Malkovich in Red, man.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not surrendering to a helicopter. That was my John Malkovich impersonation.
Smell it, Bartleman. Smell.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of the name of the, you tell John Malkovich, even when he's playing a tough guy, sounds very effeminate, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's not the toughest guy in the world.
But I was watching Con Air the other day, you know, and he was Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah.
You tell them. So. So you guys were okay? You left the game unscathed?
We're okay, yes. It all turned out okay.
Everybody's happy?
For the most part, except for a couple moms. But yeah, it's all...
Well, you know...
I'm glad it did not escalate.
Yeah. He didn't start asking them to do push-ups, did he?
Hey, you old broads, get down all right now.
Let me
down
help...
on your knees, both of you.
Let me help you.
Come on, Grandma, get down there. Come on.
Oh, they were even knee push-ups?
I don't know. These people were doing real push-ups.
Oh, okay. That's a weird one.
Yeah.